Hi, this is Phil Hendry, and it's time now for episode 448 of our classic podcast. It is Ted Bell from May of 2002. As you know, Ted owns Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's not only a big restaurant owner, he's a Hollywood insider, and he, quote, won't tell any popcorn eaters, end quote, how Spider-Man was made. He admits he's, well, gone down on key Hollywood executives to get where he is now, and of course he doesn't want to mess that up. So here he is. Ted Bell, I'm sure he would deny all of this at some point. Ted Bell, episode 448 of our classic podcast.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, this is Ted of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down for a juicy steak this weekend for Cinco de Mayo. I know that a lot of you missed it on Sunday, but we're going to do it again next Sunday, Cinco de Mayo Part 2.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills Steakhouse. And Ted, thanks for joining us, because I did want to get kind of an insider's view of the Spider-Man movie. It $114 million. And we wanted to talk about some of the things in that film, how the film was made, a lot of the special effects, whether certain things were computer, what exactly were stunts. You know what I'm saying, Ted?
I do, Phil, and first of all, I want to thank you for having me on your program. I want to throw a little bit of a curveball, if I could, at this particular time. I don't know that right now, ultimately, and I want to do this for your audience's own good, I don't want to talk about how the movie was made.
Okay, that's why we had you on.
Well, I think there's too much of that going on. A lot of the popcorn eaters out there become, frankly, a little... And I'm going to say this, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but I think the popcorn eaters out there have become a little nosy about how movies are made. They go into chat rooms, you know, and...
Well, people are interested.
Yeah, but they go into chat rooms and into websites. How's it done? Well, frankly, I don't think it's any of their business. You know, what do they need to know?
What do you mean? Okay, here's the thing. We wanted you to come on, though.
No, I know. But I don't want to ruin the magic of film. If the popcorn eaters get to know a little bit too much about the movie, the film's magic is destroyed.
What? Let me just interrupt you, okay?
Sure.
What exactly are you afraid is going to happen? We wanted to talk about the movie. I know that you've been on you were on the set.
Yes, I was.
While the movie was made.
Yes, I was. But suddenly, I want you to consider this, Phil, and all of the people out there listening, the people that I call it, I say it affectionately, they're the popcorn eaters. The knowledge that those of us have on the inside, I'm on the Hollywood inside. I'm Ted Bell. I worked for 22 years to get on the inside of Hollywood, to be on the A-list, more or less. Now, I know that makes me sound like a snob, but I want to explain. There's a reason why I came to Hollywood. That was to be on the inside. With these shows, how about a movie? How are movies made? You know, I'm no longer on the inside. Because if you explain to all the popcorn eaters out there how a movie is made, then suddenly any one of them could go into an exclusive Hollywood party. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I don't. Go into an exclusive Hollywood party and what? And talk intelligently about the movie?
Well, but then they're going to go up to Lucas or to a Ron Howard or a Sam Mendes and talk with them as if they're insiders. I'm a Hollywood insider. I cultivated my position in the Beverly Hills Hollywood community over 22 years. And if you think I'm going to let go of that because some website tells people how Spider-Man flew, I don't think I should. Let's talk about the magic of film and the fun of the film. But keep the popcorn eaters away from the nuts and bolts. I carved out my territory. Okay?
Well, right now, those popcorn eaters, as you call them, are listening. And they want to know about the movie. And you're talking about them as if they get to know how movies are made, then suddenly you're pushed aside? They're going to hear, first of all, hearing us talk about them.
Well, but they're not going to remember, okay? What we're talking about...
What do you mean they're not going to remember?
It's just selective listening. I'm saying that I'm a Hollywood insider. I'm on the A-list of a lot of parties. I can talk to a Sam Mendes. I can talk to a Ron Howard. I can talk to a George Lucas. I can talk to a Steven Spielberg. About how the films are made. I've been on movie sets. I drive down the street. I see people in line for a movie. I know that I'm not one of them. I can get passes to the movies. I can see the studio screenings. But if we start talking about how they're made here on the air, suddenly everybody has a little bit of...
Well, suddenly everybody has some knowledge of how a film is made, so you think that makes them an insider?
It gives them information that I have. Why do they get to have it? All right.
Well, just tell me, how does Spider-Man fly?
He's a superhero. He has powers. It's very mysterious.
Okay, look, people are not going to accept that, all right?
Look, Bill, 22 years ago, I wanted it on the inside of the Hollywood community. I had a restaurant, but how do I get them to eat in my restaurant? I had to do something that I'm not proud of. I had to lower myself.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, by the way, is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I worked very hard for where I am.
I understand that. I'm just giving our phone number out. What do you mean you had to lower yourself?
I got on my belly and I crawled. I wanted to be a Hollywood insider. Let me tell you, it's worth it. I got a restaurant where many of the stars eat. I'm invited to all the industry functions. When I drive by a line of people who are waiting to see a movie, I know those are just popcorn eaters. I'm Ted Bell. But 22 years ago, I wanted it. It was 1980. I was a kid out of college. There were a few key men who controlled a lot of the film deals that were being made. We were together one night at a party. And how I got invited to that party is a whole other story. But they said to me, Ted, there is one way.
Who were these guys?
I'm not at liberty.
Big producers?
They're very, very big movers and shakers in the film business. Yes.
All right, what happened?
They said to me, Ted, there's one way to get in this town, to become an insider. Are you ready to do what it takes? And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't believe my good luck because I was a punk kid out of college. I wanted to be on the A-list. I said, I'm ready to go. And I'm not proud of this, Phil, but that night at that party with five of arguably the most powerful men in Hollywood, and this is very difficult for me to say, but I performed...
Sex?
Oral sex on each one of them.
Ted.
I'm Ted Bell. I'm on the inside in this town. Are you?
Ted, that is...
Are you?
No, I am not.
All right.
Well, I mean, was it worth...
For the next year, Phil, I had to go... When they came in, and they had a phrase they used. It was called, I want the shrimp butterfly. And that meant that I had to put out sexually. To be humiliated. And I remember how it hurt. And how I cried. But I'm not letting go of the fact that that earned me a position on the inside in Hollywood. And that means I'm not getting on your show and telling all the popcorn eaters in your audience the secrets of Spider-Man. Now do you finally get it? Now do you understand?
I understand that you performed, that you allowed yourself to be used sexually. Are you gay?
No, I am not.
So you performed oral sex on five men?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Was it worth it?
Yes, it was worth it. I walked out of my restaurant rubbing my rear end for a solid year. You know what it is? It was,
all right, look, I don't want to hear it.
I'm an insider in Hollywood. I'm Ted Bell. That's money in the bank. If you had the guts, you'd admit you did the same thing for your NBC deal.
I did not do any such thing.
You're right.
I did not do any such thing.
Sure. All right.
Just because you did...
Look... That's what I did to become a member of the Hollywood Inside. Now, you want me to get on your show and talk to all the popcorn eaters out there listening to your program and tell them how a movie is made? Spill all the magic? Just spill it out there? I'm Ted Bell.
You're a Hollywood Insider. You're on the A-list.
That's right. Now, I tell them what I know about being on the set of the Spider-Man movie. They can go to a movie. They could go to a Hollywood party, and suddenly they're all chummy with Sam Raimi. Go, well, you know, yeah, that scene where Spider-Man does this or that, you know, let's talk about it. And suddenly they're elbowing me out of the picture. Now, I'm being very, very honest with you, and I'm being...
I'll give you this much. You're being very honest. First of all, you're admitting to having prostituted yourself, basically, performing oral sex on five men.
That's correct.
Secondly, you're saying that you still have a fear that you could be pushed out of the Hollywood Inside by the popcorn eaters, as you call them, if you talk too much about how movies are made.
Look, Bill, in this town, there's a little saying, you put your money you put your mouth where the money is, not put your money where the mouth is. You put your money where, you put your mouth where the money is. And it's a play on the phrase,
you put your money where your mouth is.
Right. Only in this town, did you put your mouth where his money, or where your money is. And I am not proud of it, and frankly, I'm ashamed of having to tell you this. But I would tell you...
Then you should never have agreed to come on my program.
I will tell you...
You should never have agreed to come on this show and talk about how Spider-Man was made if all of a sudden you felt like you would be compromising secrets of the trade.
Well, you're right, but I did, and now I'm telling you no. Your audience doesn't have any right to know how that movie was made. Your audience can go, they can sit, they can watch, their mouths can gape open as they see the marvelous stunts and the wonderful magic of the film, and let popcorn fall right out of their mouth. But you got to put your mouth where the money shot is.
Okay, look, I don't want to hear that phrase again, okay?
All right. But I am telling you, Phil, I am not coming on your show so that all your little popcorn eaters out there can go, oh, I know how the movie was made. Oh,
you speak with such contempt of people, you know, it's just that...
I don't have any contempt.
Yeah, you do. You just, like, you have contempt of the listeners and the people out there. Well, they're not going to have to know where the money is, you know, how the movie is made. And
did I come on your program and tell some very honest truths about myself?
Yes.
All right. Then I think that proves that I'm sincere.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our... So what are we going to do? Do you guys want to go on with this? He doesn't want to talk about any of the stuff. Ted was on the set of Spider-Man, watched a lot of the different things, saw some of the... what is it called? CGI? Computer? But he doesn't want to talk about it because he says if he lets the listeners, the audience, the general public in on the secrets of how the movie was made, then all of a sudden they're Hollywood insiders... And he fully admits having performed oral sex on five of the most powerful men in Hollywood so that he could be on the A-list. Good God. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Because I've got something that they don't want, okay?
Well, the comments are coming in, and we'll take some more calls. 1-800-449-8686. How can you call the people listening to this show or the people that go to movies popcorn eaters? Nothing but popcorn eaters.
Because that's what they are, Phil. They're not on the inside of how films are made. They're not.
But you're the guy that admitted to performing sex acts on major producers in this town so you could be on the A-list.
I worked for that. And if you want to call it prostitution, you can. If you want to call it morally depraved, you may. But it is something that I worked for, and every day of my life, every day of my life, I remember what I did. And I'm ashamed of it. But you know what I've got today? I've got currency. I'm Ted Bell. My name is known in this town. I get invited onto the sets of some of the most prominent movies made. And for you to say that somehow I'm less than the people that are listening to the program right now...
Well, look at none of the people that have called in, at least, have ever given sex out to a movie producer so they could know more about the Spider-Man movie.
Well, that's the decision that they make. They don't have the right to judge me.
You gave oral sex to five of the biggest producers in Hollywood so that you could get on the A-list.
Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah. You want me to be ashamed of that? You want me to say, oh, I'm sorry? No.
You're a husband and a father, and you admit this on my program.
I do so, Phil, because I am not, as some of you people would believe, morally corrupt. And if people want to know more about how movies are made... Maybe they're going to have to do some of the things that I did to become a Hollywood insider. I've got a candy apple red BMW. When that car pulls into the parking lot of one of the major restaurants in Hollywood or Beverly Hills, people know who I am.
Yeah, I know, because your license plate says you're Ted Bell.
Well, the reason why, Phil, is because I'm known in this town, all right?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I'm Ted Bell. I mean, I've never even heard of you. I mean, have you produced any big movies before?
I'm not a film producer. I own a restaurant, but I am an insider. And I don't know if you know what that means.
Yeah, I know what an insider is. I mean, I'm from Houston, and I've got friends that are doing movies for Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino here in Houston.
I'm not familiar.
Richard Rodriguez.
Well, yeah, Richard Rodriguez, and I mean, you know.
Well, that's what you call independent movies. I'm not talking about that.
But what's the difference?
The difference is these are studio films. We're talking about major stars.
Don't you think that?
Let's get to the point here, though.
Quentin Tarantino's a big star.
Not anymore. Not after he punched that guy out in that restaurant. Let me tell you something. Quentin Tarantino's name is mud around here. And I can tell you...
Let's get to the point here. You're the guy that dished out sex so you could be a Hollywood insider.
Yeah. I haven't denied it.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, yeah, that's why you're in Houston and I'm in Hollywood. That's why you're in Houston and I'm in Beverly Hills.
I mean, the people that came out of some of these movies, I mean, look at John Travolta. Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, they were in Tarantino's movies. You can't call them not inside or big Hollywood.
Those are actors. Crazy. I'm talking about A-list people, okay? I know how the Spider-Man movie was made. I know how the different things were done. You don't, okay?
Well, I mean...
I can guess. I bet you they used computer and...
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not telling either one of you guys. Yeah, so you guys are laughing because you don't know, and it pisses you off.
No, it's just a shock, you know. I'm here in Houston, and I'm having to be called a popcorn eater because I'm not an insider.
You are a popcorn eater. You're a part of that team of 50 to 60 to 70 million popcorn eaters, okay, that don't know how the Spider-Man movie was made. But I do.
You do for a price. You gobbed clone.
Okay, go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. I hope you guys are having a good laugh.
Well, we are because you're, I mean, it's just the way you're talking. I mean, you know, you're...
Yeah, but haven't said one thing that you know about the Spider-Man movie.
Well, because it just came. I'm living in Houston. I'm not going to...
You don't know about it. I do.
All right, so you know about it.
I get invited. How many Hollywood parties, Phil? Let me talk to you because this gentleman doesn't live in Los Angeles. How many Hollywood parties you've been invited to lately?
None.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm not going to get on my hands and knees and perform oral sex for it.
And that way you'll never be on the inside of the most powerful industry in America, the film industry.
I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's what everybody says who doesn't get to sit where I sit.
All right, thank you.
Phil, this guy is so jealous because of all he has to say around the soda machine is, boy, that Spider-Man movie sure was good. And I mean, you know, that's what it is.
All right, let's get back to the genesis of your anger about this thing. You said you'd come on my program. You said you'd talk about the Spider-Man movie. You decided you didn't want to because if you spill too much information about the Spider-Man movie, then everybody else talks it. They could be...
If they got invited to a Hollywood party, which is it's a long shot, but let's just say that last guy got invited to a Hollywood party. He could stand around and talk to the major producers and directors like he was a big shot, too. Now... Let me ask you something, Phil. Did I walk out of my restaurant for a solid year rubbing my ass so that anybody could be a Hollywood insider? Look what I went through.
Are you saying that everyone who's a Hollywood insider then has to go through what you went through?
The popcorn eaters do.
What about... This guy just mentioned John Travolta and Quentin Tarantino. Did they do that?
I don't know. Probably not. They're actors. They get hired for these movies.
You're just a guy that hangs around the set.
I don't hang around the set. People ask me my opinion.
And the reason why they ask you your opinion, and the reason why you're on the set, and the reason why you get movie passes, and the reason why all these stars eat at your restaurant is because you allowed them to sodomize you.
And I guess you think that's
No, but that's the reason, isn't it?
If you want to put it that way.
Well, that's the reason. That's what you're telling me. Kevin, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
My only comment was that if you buy any Cine Fantastique, the film magazine, you can get that at Borders or Barnes & Noble's. If you read that, the upcoming issue is going to have articles on Spider-Man and the way it's made. So I meant the information that this person supposedly has that's pretty...
No, but I was on the set. I'm privy to conversations that are not printed in those magazines.
Well, you might have extra material, but
exactly.
the basic material is all that, the man wanted you to do is to tell a little bit about how the movie was made,
well,
and you're making a big deal.
I'm not going to tell it. Why should I allow information?
Whatever information you think you have, you can easily find out in any of the film magazines that are published.
No, I don't think so, because I heard conversations on the set, some pretty juicy stuff, I might add, and how they made those stunts? You don't know,
Quite frankly, I'm not that interested in how they made this stunt.
Well, yeah,
that's not my be-all and end-all of life.
Well,
I'm sorry that it is yours.
You say that.
You're pretty pathetic if that's your be-all and end-all of life anyway.
Well, the point is, you follow Spider-Man, don't you? So you'd love to know some of the stuff that I know, but you don't. If I got a bite down on the frozen cod to maintain my insider knowledge, okay, I'm proud. You think that's funny? That's fine. But you're the guy that knows all...
pathetic, but
well,
anyway.
I think it is too, sir.
I think what is?
The fact that you'll bite down on a frozen piece of cod.
That's right.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell is an insider. He doesn't want you guys knowing how Spider-Man was made, because then you'll be insiders too. 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry.
What is it to be a Hollywood insider? What is it to be to know about how films are made, to be invited to all the big parties? Ted Bell, who owns Ted's of Beverly... Excuse me, Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant.
Oh, I was classy.
What? I was belching, okay? I had a little lunch.
No, but you see, the judgment that's been heaped on me today about what I may have done in order to attain certain insider information...
Ted, I think me belching on the air and you performing oral sex on five men at a party back in 1980, you know what? I think maybe you stooped a little lower.
Excuse me? I wasn't married at the time. I didn't have any kids at the time.
That's fine. But you're saying that you are an insider and you don't want to give... You came on my program saying you'd give us some inside information about the Spider-Man movie, about...
Well, Phil, let me tell you something. I was on the set of the new Star Wars movie. I've been to the Lucas Ranch. I've been to the Spielberg home. I have been to... I consulted with Ron Howard. Okay? I'm an insider. And I think what's going on here is you and your listeners are jealous of that. That's right. I said...
Come on, Ted.
No, I said jealous of that. I am not going to tell you how the Spider-Man movie was made. I didn't... Yes, that's right. I didn't prostitute myself, get on my hands and knees 22 years ago in a penthouse office on Wilshire Boulevard at 11 o'clock at night just so I could spill that out on your program right now.
Jesus.
That's right.
Here is Diva. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Diva.
My comment is quick. I don't know what the price of being on hand, what you pretend to be a Hollywood insider, but I think what your price is, you became a high prostitute.
A what?
You became a prostitute. The same as prostitutes going on any major boulevard.
No, that
to obtain
means,
a price.
No, that
the only,
means...
The only difference is a lot of them do it to put food on their food. On their table for their family.
Well, that's what I was
you're doing. You're doing it to be able to go to a place where you have not with people that you consider important and do a lot more kiss-assing. Pardon me if I use that word.
Yeah, don't.
But that's exactly what you're doing.
Look, I have information about how certain movies are made.
But what? Okay, let me ask you something. The idea of going to the movies is to go in for a few hours, get entertained, and see something that you don't see in real life. Everybody knows that it's not real. It's made up.
Well, so Diva, but you don't know that for sure because I know how they did it. You don't. You weren't on the set. I was.
Okay,
see?
Let me ask you something. What does it matter? What, if I'm
it's killing you.
Something is done...
It's killing you not to know how Spider-Man flew around, isn't it?
No, it's killing me. How can a human being such a have such low opinion of himself that has to have...
I love myself.
...sex... To get... No, you don't,
Wait a second.
You
Diva,
don't.
For 1 year and 1 year only, okay.
For
but
one
I
year,
only did
one
it
year.
For five,
Excuse
diff- five
me.
Men.
For 1 year... So this is the same thing. I'm going to go out and I'm going to sell drugs. I'm going to be responsible for hundreds, maybe thousands of kids dying because of overdose.
No, no, no. But here's the thing.
I'm only going to do it for 1 year. So it's okay if 150,000 people
I want to jump in here, Diva, if I could. This is Phil Hendry.
Diva, let me tell you something.
No, I want to jump in.
No, but I just want to say one thing to Diva, okay? Only for 1 year did I allow five men to have their way with me sexually. But for 21 of those 22 years, I've been able to go to big parties and go on the set, and I haven't had to perform one act of oral sex.
Well, congratulations. But I have some information. Diva, hold on. Do you know who Milt Howard is, Ted?
Who?
Milt Howard.
I know him, yeah.
Okay, he's a security guard at one of the studios.
Yeah.
He claims that in order for you to gain access to the lot, you performed a sex act on him.
What if I did?
What if you did? You just said that you hadn't done it for 21 years.
Is she pushing someone out of the car? It sounds like
no, she's... Dave, are you there?
No, we're just getting out of the car because we're driving.
You're getting out of the car because you're driving?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't get out of the car when you're driving.
Never mind about that.
No, my husband just got out of the car.
Because he's probably sickened by what he's hearing.
No, sir.
I'm saying that, yes, I did perform oral sex on a couple of security guards at studios so I could gain access to the lots. But the things I learned once I was on that lot, nobody knows. Diva?
Yes.
Do you know about Spider-Man and how he flies around?
She just said she doesn't give a crap, okay?
Exactly.
I know what my
family does to make a living.
So in other words,
I know what my son is studying to be a man when he grows up. I know what is important in this world.
So I know that a movie is not important.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody cares. You're the only guy that cares. You got on your hands and knees, as you put it, in a penthouse office on Wilshire Boulevard 22 years ago at 11 o'clock at night for no reason, because no one gives a crap.
Well, I find that...
And you're still dishing it out to every security guard at every Hollywood studio lot just so you can become a big shot.
And you know why? Everybody is a big shot in somebody's eyes. Because I'm a big shot in my kid's eyes.
Oh, please.
Well, it is true.
Everybody's a star.
Maybe the way that you live, you have to give yourself up.
Now
to
you
be
came on
so,
my program.
So
that's right,
to somebody.
Ted. You came on my program. You said you were going to tell us how Spider-Man flies in the movie. Now I want to know how he flies.
He flies because it's magic.
No, it ain't magic.
Yes, it is. It's pixie dust. It's made by Disney. I didn't walk out of my restaurant rubbing my ass for a solid year.
Yeah, to let us know all the secrets of your freaking trade. Do we gotta play that?
Damn right.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
As if I wasn't humiliated enough 22 years ago, Mr. Henry has had me on his... Oh, forget it. Can't talk.
Quit putting that stuff in your mouth, man.
True.
We wanna put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, now I know what that means.
Ha ha.
Phil Henry Show.